Village Round Lake regular board meeting, October 17th, 2016.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake, a regular board meeting, October 17, 2016. Send the clerk, ma'am, clerk, roll call.
Trustee Corin.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby. Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Griffin.
Present.
Thank you, ma'am, clerk. So, we'll do the audit and read this in the front of the meeting. Make it a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October 3, 2016.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any conversations, additions, corrections? All in favor?
Oh, question.
Yes.
I need to stand. I'm sorry.
Okay. All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Abstain. Upstate.
Okay.
Henry Upstate. Both of Gary. Is there any public comments this evening? Thank you all for being here. I'd like to get a motion to remove item 5.2 from the consent agenda for a correction on the payroll amount of 1 penny. Can I get a motion?
Okay.
We'll do that individually. Making a motion for the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1, 5.3, on to 5.6. As follows, 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $299,162.12. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Dwayne Blanton Plumbing, Sewer, and Drainage Incorporated to install a 1.5-inch water line drop inside Public Works Garage at a cost not to exceed $2,353.20. 5.4, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Pro Lighting Protection to design, furnish, and install complete lighting protection systems for the police/public works building at a cost not to exceed $22,580. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a work order from Baxter Woodman Incorporated to provide construction services for the Cambridge Lift Station and Forest Main Replacement Project at a cost not to exceed $21,675. And item 5.6, adopt a resolution approving repairs to truck number 54 by the Lake County Division of Transportation Mechanics at a cost not to exceed $2,455. Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Mike, could I just ask for the minutes to reflect the agenda to reflect the corrected amount?
Just a motion to approve the correct amount, even state the correct amount, ma'am.
May I get a motion to approve payroll for the period ending October 2nd, 2016 in the amount of, this is the corrected amount, $140,342.49, as opposed to what's on the agenda of $140,342.50.
So moved.
Motion by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Crowley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Sorry, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon. Aye.
Motion carries. On to item 6.1 through 6.5, clerk's office. Mayor, clerk.
All right. Come with me, I think.
I'll come with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we getting good notes?
You want an omnibus motion?
So let's do the bottom. We got a few comments from the board. And go ahead. Batman or not, man.
Can I make an omnibus motion for items 8.1, 8.2, and 8.3, all providing for the ordinance for the increments of the Lake Grove special service areas?
Motion made by Trustee Trifon. Do I have a second? Second made by Trustee Crayley.
Is that a roll call for the omnibus?
It would be a roll call for the omnibus. If there is a presentation, that would be appropriate time.
All in favor of the omnibus motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Bob Dale, get ready to hear. You can see you from a couple of us. What we're doing here today is continuing on to refinancing our special service area bonds for special service area 1, 3, and 4. And what I've put together is a really quick presentation, updated some numbers, some savings numbers. I'll give you a real quick recap of where the market's been and where we're at on the timeline for the refinancing. So what you have in front of you is a graph on page 1. This shows you a 10-year history of where interest rates have been for a 20-year bond issue. The nationwide index doesn't pertain per se directly with special service area bonds here in Long Lake, but it gives you an idea of where rates have been. And the last time I was here was August 1st. And we were right towards the bottom of that graph on the right-hand side. We've seen a little spike up here the last couple of months. We raised that one up. There's talk that that's going to continue. We're still, in perspective over this 10-year history, we're still right at the bottom of that list. It's still definitely a good time to refinance. Not quite as good as it was in August, but we're still in a very good market when it comes to interest rates and refinancing bonds if we're looking at it tonight. Next page 3. I believe this out the same way I did back in August when I was in front of the board. Basically, just up to the interest rates. So page 3, this is SSA number 1. So this is Lakewood Grove SSA number 1. The first box for an amortization that hasn't changed since I was out here, that's the current principal interest payment. And that net rate remaining on those bonds is 5.34%. The box on the right, after the refunding, based on rates as of today, you'll see the new principal and interest payments, total payments, and that far column on the right, that would be the net interest savings on the refinance. At the bottom, you'll see that rate about 3.69% compared to 5.34%. We were here in August, it was about 3.5%. It's gone up 19-20 basis points. It's still a very attractive savings. That net savings is still over 11%. So that's just the thing number 1. What does that actually mean for a single family property owner, a townhome property owner, that's shown on page 4, the next page. And you'll see for SSA number 1, we're looking at about $270 a year. So a total of close to $4,000 over the life of the bond. For a townhome, about $190 a year, or about $2,800. Okay, the next page 5 is the exact same way, but the actual page number 3. Either this is page 3 and 4, smaller issues compared to that page 1. But same debt, repayment period. Again, set up the same exact way. Seeing that paid about 3.71%, 2 basis points higher than the other issue. That's mainly that issue, and this being a little bit smaller issue. You'll see on the far right, saving anywhere from about $12,000 to $17,000 per year. Net savings is almost $217,000. At the bottom, we're over 5% of the value. Page 6, what does that do to the property owner? Same way. This one's a little different, not quite the same level, but we're looking anywhere from about $85 to $135 per year. $1,665 over lights up on.
So roughly with the translation to the homeowner's property, 20 bucks a year, 30 bucks a year?
No, just look
at the state. Just leave it at us?
Yeah.
$100 a year?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So then each year, that's what they're going to say, you're going up that ladder.
Yeah. If we're able to watch what they today.
You may say, well, that'll be the first time anybody looks at the tax bill and see them go a dollar and get the refund.
And then page 7, this is the same thing, but that's the page number 4. Skipping ahead just on the far right-hand side, probably $23 to $24 per year. Total savings of $345,000. That savings for a property owner, page 8, $135, $140 for a single family home per year. It's over $100 per year for the county. So that's an update on the actual numbers. Page 9, which is really the last page I want to cover. This is the timeline of where we're at today. We laid this out back on August 1st when we started everything. We met with the committee of the whole. We spent some steps that we had done. We put together some the offering documents, which are out to the bond insurers, which we're supposed to hear back this week. Bid on the bond insurance. We have that hopefully hammered out here by the end of the week. Got all the legal documents drafted that we have in front of you passed tonight. And what that does is just allows us authority to issue the bond, not to exceed claim orders. We don't have to come back again to the board. It allows us some time to work it a little bit better. We don't have to time it on the board schedule. So really, tonight, after the ordinances have been passed, we get the insurance bids back, the next couple of weeks are going to be able to pull together. The week of November 7th will be the week we'll be targeting the actual issue of bonds, and then close on those bonds November 2nd. Kind of deep a rush. A lot of the bonds are hitting the market later in November. We're on target for our timing, and rates where they have picked up, they're still very favorable. As you can see, that the savings numbers are still pretty substantial.
Once these new bonds are effective for the taxing year 2017?
Yeah, the first year.
So they.
Right.
And when will the taxpayers will see it on their 18 payments?
It'll be on the taxes collected next year. So it'll be this upcoming year. The taxes won't be in until the end of the year. The special taxes will be hammered home, so it'll be lower. So beginning next year, the taxpayers will see it on the property tax.
So machine or
engine? So that's the
16th day of the 7th.
Right. So next year, we'll see the same. These are all churches. These payments are all March 1st. So March 1st of 2017 is already been collected here this fall. And the next payment after March 1st is September 1st. That'll be the next year's tax. We'll look to say it next year.
Okay. Any questions? Well, good news.
I guess, you know, we have to know if anyone's good. I'm sure I paid for a lot of money.
Here you go.
If I may read the omnibus item 8.1 through 8.3 as follows. 8.1 adopts an ordinance providing for the issuance not to exceed $12,400,000 Village of Round Lake, Lake County, Illinois, Liquid Growth Special Service, Area Number 1, Tax Refunding Bond, Series 2016, and provided for a levy of the direct annual tax on taxable property in such special service area for the payment of principal and interest on such bonds, 8.2, adopt an ordinance providing for the issuance of not to exceed $3,800,000 Village of Round Lake, Lake County, Illinois, Lakewood Grove Special Service Area Number 3, Special Tax Refunding Bond Series 2016, and providing for the levy of a direct annual tax on taxable property in such special service area for the payment of principal and interest on such bonds. And finally, item 8.3, adopt an ordinance providing for the issuance of not to exceed $5,400,000 Village of Round Lake, Lake County, Illinois, Lakewood Grove Special Service Area Number 4, Special Tax Refunding Bond, Series 2016, and providing for the levy of a direct annual tax on taxable property in such special service areas for the payment of the principal and interest on such bonds. Motion and the second has been made. Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Coyne.
Aye.
Trustee Friend.
Aye.
Trustee Curley.
Aye.
Trustee
Griffin.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you for the presentation.
Thank you.
Down the mayor's comments, try to do a brief update on Northwest Lake County Wholesale Sewer Policy Advisory Committee. As we've stated in the last few meetings, there's a bit of contention there with an estimated amount of $1.4 to possibly $1.8 million of misappropriated funds from the Village of Fox Lake from Lake County. The Wholesale Committee Advisory Board, I can tell you it feels frustrated. We're not an authority board, but yet we represent the taxpayers to fund everything that happens. So there is a responsibility that we have, and I think most of the board, all of the board members, feel that we want to make sure that we have as much information as we can possibly have. We call a special meeting and ask for some special requests. Those requests are, in a nutshell, that a third party outside company do a forensic audit, demand that Fox Lake pay the money back. Is there a third item? So we had a meeting. We're all united on our stance on what we want county and Lake or Fox Lake to do. Again, we're not an authority board. I don't know how far it's going to go, but I just wanted to give you an update that there was a special meeting called. We did have it, and we did put our request out front for the county and Fox Lake here. Steve, you want to add anything to it?
I think you summed it up. The reason why I'm for one more that is going to impact Lake County and Fox Lake. We approved the checklist, so this is what happened. It happened twice, 1990 and 1981.
Yes.
Seems like it's been turning out every so many years. And the committee felt as though we had not given enough reports and enough information from either Fox Lake, Lake County, or both, and they formulated a nice list of these other things that should be coming to this committee for at least review, so this doesn't happen hopefully in the future.
And also that the county and Fox Lake have chosen a judge to mediate this. They're going to go to mediation and a retired judge, I
should
say. November 28th. It's non-binding.
Correct.
So whatever this person finds, has no authority to go. So we don't know where this is. You know, we'd like to say just, you know, let's play that to take place in. We know the money's, let's pay it back. We just want to make sure that we know what that dollar amount is before we're asking for an audit.
What is the purpose of non-binding?
Well, mediation means that the parties are thinking to settle. So if the county has agreed to mediation,
then the goal of the mediation section is to settle somewhere in the middle. So you do arbitration when you want a finding decision, you do mediation when you're in a settling kind of mood.
So if this doesn't settle, you can go to arbitration?
As the Lake County finance, what's the department?
Public Works. The finance committee?
The finance committee approved Barry Burton to go ahead, if needed, to litigate against Cross Lake. So there may be a lawsuit.
So while it seems like this is such an artificial script, Mediation.
It's
got a little bit of weight behind it with the arbitration
to
follow
with
somebody going
down. Well, I can't speak whether it be arbitration or lawsuit that follows, but, you know, mediation, typically to agree to a mediation, you are willing to settle at some point, because the parties know that at some point in the mediation.
I'm sure possibly it's in the best interest of both things coming up.
No, not all of them are successful to the mayor's point. I mean, often they'll leave a mediation, not having to get any problems.
The real talking point on this also is Fox Lake is not arguing the amount. Fox Lake is not arguing the point that they should pay the money back. What they still are arguing about I'll take a stab at it. Okay. Correct me if I'm these accounting principles are governed by circular OMBA 87. There's new legislation that has been passed that allows them to go through a different form to calculate these complicated processes. And the county, or Fox Lake, has applied a 10% flat fee across their, I won't get into what that is, it gets really complicated. Anyway, the thing that happens here is the county and a lot of our board members are saying, we're not going to give you extra money to pay you back the money we owe you. That's the statement that keeps going around. If I said it clear enough, you want to answer it? If we start talking more about it, it just gets more confusing. So I think that's what's going to be mediated. That's the main topic.
The 10% is being mediated.
Yeah.
Steve, and I know it's a mess, but I want to ask you a question. Usually when that much money messed around here, 10% becomes a whole lot of money. Somewhere along the line, some of it comes up missing. Am I correct?
The nature is the delegate. They know where the money is. It's going from one enterprise fund to the general fund of Fox Lake.
Oh, okay.
That's not misappropriated. The committee is saying you have moved too much money from this enterprise fund that our users are paying into to support your general fund services. That's the key to that. And it's been going on like this. The problem is, resources probably, they didn't have enough resources from Lake County. So Lake County, so Lake County Board, that was 110 pages long, we heard, and said, here's our cost analysis, Lake County, please approve it, and some of that looks great for you to decide.
But the cover sheet on it says, yeah, this is never
yeah,
and by contract, they're supposed to review that audit and report to us.
They did review 15 and there was no payment made, right? So I got that, right?
There was no payment made because there's a discrepancy of $450,000.
So Lake County did review that. They did your first up there too, so it's not the same time.
Well, I understand. Thank you.
The big problem is we have no, the committee has no authority. We were sitting here listening to Lake County and Fox Lake, we want to see what we do.
I keep making the statement of, you know, we sit on this side, you just had a question to ask our attorney, district meeting with my left, I have a finance director, administrator right across the street that I can ask questions to. This board has none of it.
we review, I'm not going to get into that thing, but we review and we say A or nay on the direction that projects are going. This is a complicated piece of the circular OMB 887. I don't understand it. And neither does any of the mayors or representatives understand it. So for us to review what the county reviewed, that Tri-Lake reviewed, that their auditors wrote for them, it's so horribly frustrating. But we did form, we did communicate well at this last meeting, and we did put down some guidelines on what we expect the county and Tri-Lake to do. See if we get that call. The only other comment that I'm going to make is something that's not on the agenda is this wonderful looking display to our left. About a month and a half ago, we made a last minute decision to attend ICF.
Yeah.
Sure. I actually thought about that. To the west. To the west. This will be the display that we set up. Sergio helped us setting this up today, and he is going to meet me on Wednesday. The conference starts at 9 o'clock. I'm going to take this stuff down tomorrow to set it up. ICFC allows only 1 hour on the day of the convention. I've never been down there. I don't know where I'm going. I don't like driving in the city. I'm not going to go on and on and on about that. So I'm leaving the day early, and I'm going to set it up today. And we'll see what's going on. In front of you, you have a packet of marketing material that we put together. Thank you, Steve Shields, for the information that you found. The other information that's contained in there is from Mike Blue from Tesla. Took information right out of our comp plan, things that we're going to be doing here in the village, and that's what you have in front of you. I think it looks really good, and you know, this year's attempt is nothing more than showing up and seeing and sensing what goes on at ICFC. Come back with an opinion, and maybe next year we do it better. Maybe we don't have to do it better. Maybe this is good enough, but at least we'll know. And that's all we're looking for. And with that, unless you have a question about ICFC?
At first look at this, this looks very, very, very good.
It's nice.
I think you'll succeed in what you're going to be doing. But I would like to have my sincere allocation there.
Yeah.
It gives you just enough information, and it sparks enough, how you call it, curiosity. You know, because you give them all the demographics, you give them everything that they need to know, what the median income is, you know, do can they, these people handle my services, my goods and services, like I mean, regardless of who it is, you know what I mean? It's very good. You did a very good job.
Yep.
My hat's off to you.
Yeah, I have made enough for 50 packets, so if I could have these back and after the... I'll give it to you afterwards, but I'm done with printing, sorting, collating, and filing. Thank you, everybody. Didn't I get enough? And with that, we'll move on to trustee comments.
I understand that movie's in the hospital. It's well, and I'm sure it's
awesome. And with that, I certainly ask for all of us to say he's having a real hard time with it right now. Hopefully the medications, the infection did go into his blood, so he's fighting it with antibiotics right now. Hopefully it still helps him a great deal. The other thing I wanted to say, my Facebook page lit up today with something so spectacularly wonderful. So I'm kind of getting used to hearing grumblings, but today it was anything but grumblings. Everyone was just so happy. And it had everything to do with a certain flyer that was received by everyone at their doors about the trees being replaced, that we're going to be cutting them down and getting rid of the dead trees. And I did not get one negative comment on that, which for us is like, when do we get all positive? So it's been exceptionally well received. I was getting thank yous for it, and I made sure they understood this was a board decision, and certainly it goes to Adam, who put out all this hard work to make this happen as well. So everyone knows exactly who to come thank and ask when they want to know when their tree is coming down. So Adam, thank you very much for a really great job that you did, and you obviously did it very well. People are thrilled for a change. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I have nothing else to add to this. He always does a wonderful job.
Absolutely. Just an update on Don. I spoke to him just before I came here. He sounds in very good spirits. He's improving rapidly. He said he's tired and beat up, and it's more from the ordeal than it is from his condition that he's got right now. But I said, you know what, Don? I'll tune you up and answer the call. Shut the thing off, put it in the drawer, and get to sleep. So he's doing well.
Sure, everybody else got this, something else.
Very good. There's no further business. May I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:07.